goodness opposes it, grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluyede, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Tonight, I believe strongly that God has begun a great thing in your life. And that which God has begun in your life, He will complete it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Let's stop there. The manifestation of Jesus Christ. I think the major thing that Jesus said, He came to deliver unto us, is this life. And this apostle, this great apostle, made mention of that. We shall strongly believe that the manifestation of Jesus Christ is the manifestation of eternal life. You have the power source that created all things within you already. That is why I ask that the Almighty God will increase our understanding and our knowing of Him. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. It means all the miracles, all the signs and wonder that Jesus wrought was wrought by this life. The creative miracle He performed, the wonders He performed, the miracles He performed, all the signs were wrought by this life. Give us NLT, verse 1 and 2 quickly. I trust God that your understanding and your knowing of God will increase tonight. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. If actually that word is for you, let me hear your loudest amen. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw Him with our own eyes and touched Him with our hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life himself was revealed to us. And we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. That he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father. And then he was revealed to us. I pray that tonight the Almighty God will increase your understanding and your knowing of him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you have another translation? You will realize that those things defeating your life will not defeat you anymore. Because you have a life already that cannot be defeated. From the very first day, we were there, taking it all in. We heard it with our own ears, saw it with our own eyes, verified it with our own hands. The word of life appeared right before our eyes. We saw it happen. And now, we are telling you in more sober prose that what we witnessed was incredibly this, the infinite life of God himself took shape before us. Maybe you don't understand. Jesus did not preach what he read. He preached what he have. Huh? That is why he's not a scribe. He's not ready to teach. He taught people himself. He taught himself into people. That is, he imparted himself into people. That is why it will be very difficult for anyone who captured this reality to backslide. No way. It will be very difficult to say, Jesus, I have nothing to do with you anymore. It's not possible. He came not to teach you laws. He came not to teach you doctrines. He gave you himself as doctrine. Oh my God. I will you capture this reality tonight. The era has come whereby you no longer be defeated. And you, if anyone wants to deceive you, will tell the person, look, this thing you are saying, I can't agree with it. Something in me kick against it. Look at what he said. He said, that wish was from the beginning. It means the whole world were actually waiting for this life. I told people again and again, no intelligent man can solve mass problem. The only solution to mass problem is eternal life, which we receive through the gospel of Christ. We have different kind of gospel. I'm talking about the gospel of Christ. The one that is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. Now, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. This is a great thing. It means what normally puts away sickness and disease from the life of people when Jesus speaks is the life. It was simply imparting life to them. He became a dispenser of life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That same manifestation will begin to find expression from your life beginning from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Is there something gone out of me? When somebody touched me, what caused it? The light. John chapter 20. Verse 13 and 31. And many other signs too lady Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing ye might have life through his name. Ye might have life. Every believer a carrier of this great deposit of God. But our challenge, we don't know. You are looking for something from outside. And the Lord said, what you are looking for is within you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Elisha has the woman, what do you have after? He said, I don't have anything. Said, if you don't know what to have, then you die of your problem. The solution you are looking for outside, the solution provider is within you.
Yes, thank you.
I heard that so strongly. Everyone that will take advantage of this matter, you will see yourself out of that trouble.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You see, I came to realize that the strength of any friendship is fellowship.
Yes.
The strength of any relationship, the strength of any friendship is what?
Fellowship.
Fellowship. And God so kind, by his faithfulness, he bring you to fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
That nothing will debar you of this matter. That every day the light will keep flowing into you and through you. Oh my God, you are not with me.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Hallelujah. His faithfulness brought you. When your walk with God gets to the point of friendship, you don't need to ask him for information. He dispenses information to you at will. You get the point? Huh? When your walk with him gets to the point of what? Friendship. You don't need to beg him to show you anything. At that point, he will keep showing you. Huh? At that point, you are not just a follower of him. You are now what? A co-worker together with him. Those men, those women who were recorded as giants of faith, this is the point they got to. 1 Corinthians 1:9, chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by which you were called. By whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. God's faithfulness is a divine connection of his spirit with your spirit. Where his spirit interacts with your spirit always, without hindrance. And this God's faithfulness is in eternal life. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. receives wisdom to appropriate this in the name of Jesus. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Without this, there is no law. Now, hallelujah. When Apostle John was giving all this in verse 3, he now says something. 1 John 1:3. Every religion disturbing your life will live your life forever. That which we have heard, that we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And this thing write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Can you say the joy of the Lord is my strength? Say once again, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, I see you mean business. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say once again, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. What loss, what was lost in Adam was joy. The joy of the Lord. From that day, he has happiness, but there is no joy. If somebody call anyone of you now, just give 500,000 now, you will be happy. But that's not joy. Because money doesn't affect your spirit. Joy is a spiritual matter that comes with eternal life. That's what was lost. So when joy is lost in the life of any individual, it will never be productive. Therefore, I decree upon someone tonight that the joy of the Lord will flow into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Joel chapter 1 verse 12, something happened. What we're reading. Joy was lost. The vine is dried up. And the fig tree languished. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. That's the problem. There is no market where you can get joy. It's not possible. You can't buy it. Only come by this new life we talk about. This thing will write unto you, that your joy may be in the midst of difficult situation, you keep rejoicing. What's wrong with this man? Is he not thinking at all? The reason is that you are seeing something that they cannot see. Something is just bubbling within you. And that is the strength. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Strength to conquer. Strength to go extraordinary mind. Strength not to be defeated. Say, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The reason why God came to save us is so that the fellowship can resume. Because that's what he created us for. And the moment the fellowship with the Almighty God become your number one thing, priority, honestly speaking, there is nowhere that God cannot take you to. And that's what I'm trusting God, that God will restore to you tonight. It's already in you. so that he will awake it. Do you get it now? It was spoken of Jesus. For the joy that operated in him, he was not afraid of cross. He was not afraid of death. Because something was in him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Joy. Say joy. Say the joy of the Lord is my strength. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nothing will take the joy of the Lord from me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. When God created your spirit man, the joy of the Lord was there. That which we have heard, we have seen, we have looked upon our hands and found it. That was from the beginning. Then what is the brother trying to pick up? He was dealing with a matter. That if this thing become your reality in your life, leave it. Leave the rest. They trouble you on every side. But bad nothing take away your joy. I bet with you, you will get to the top. Oh my God. I see someone getting to the top. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Then say he unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Anything that will make you sorrowful from today will not happen to you anymore. What does it mean? Where the joy of the Lord is reigning, sorrow disappears. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every internal sorrow, external sorrow, prepare against your life, they are destroyed forever. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Where joy is reigning, sorrow flee. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That will be your portion. Yes. Isaiah 51, verse 13. Great thing is happening. You don't pray for joy. Just keep fellowshipping with him. We will experience it. Verse 11, please. Glory to God. Say glory to God. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away from your life, from the life of your loved one. Sorrow and mourning will fly away forever. In the name of Jesus. He told us that in this great deposit of eternal life, there is something called joy. But that interaction happens, it becomes obvious when fellowship is intact. Oh my God. Do you hear what he said? Please give her energy, you will see something. Hiya. Hallelujah. Very great thing happening to us now. Those who have been ransomed by the law will return. they will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. Is there anything bigger than this? Now, if the president of any nation in the world call you now, that he gave you visa and automatic license to be coming to him every day for discussion, what do you do? In the next 5 minutes, Facebook has carried, have you? But the Almighty God who created the whole world said, come, I invite you by virtue of redemption, become my friends. Let's share ideas together. Bring your own trouble, and I will bring my own solution. When your trouble comes, my solution answer. What a great thing. Do you know, I hate religion with perfect hatred. Tell me what I should do to get to where I'm going. I don't like activity without productivity. It's a very bad something. Now listen. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31, verse 11.
Coming King.
You can't get joy in the market. The best supermarket and shopping mall in the world, you can't get joy there. You can only get it from the Almighty God through fellowship. Tonight, you will be baptized with fresh joy.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Any song to render that Jesus is not there is a useless song. We are waking your head, but your heart is lost. Do you get the point? Are we together?
Yes.
We are feasting. What is feasting? We are feasting. We are what? Eh? We are downloading what is in heaven into our heart.
Baptized, coming King. Baptized, coming King. Baptized, coming.
You know, one of the signs of the anointing is that you love to sing.
Hallelujah.
When it comes. When that grace of has come, you don't know what makes you to be singing.
Glory.
You see, what is wrong with this person? But you know what is going on. And as you are singing, your spiritual ear is open. So take any signal that the Holy Ghost whisper. Right now, I decree, let your spiritual antenna be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my God. When a place one day, God opened the ear of this young man, he saw a woman come. He said, madam, you kiss somebody. He said, not at all. I said, madam, you kiss somebody and nobody knows about it. He said, yeah, but I did one abortion. This is not an abortion. I said, you kiss someone. She fell down. It must be Holy Ghost. We were somewhere, which day was that? Is it last 2 weeks or last 3 weeks? A woman ran, crying. What happened? He said, sir, I just came back from hospital now. They said, the baby in my womb, the water don't finish. No water to survive. I said, not for this one. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the God who put the baby in your womb, know that the quantity of the water is enough. And I do like this. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hear the voice of the Lord. Let the water be sufficient. Yesterday we were coming, we saw the one. She was just laughing like this. I said, what happened? I said, sir, the thing is increasing. Hey! Everything that Satan has stolen away from your life is restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We always give glory to him because he does wonder. Yesterday we were coming. And I see the face glowing. I say, oh, Satan wanted to see our joy. But the Almighty God restored it. Every power designed to take away your joy. They are crushed before you now. In the name of Jesus. God will deliver us.
Amen.
You are enjoying deliverance every day. After one, the other day, bad. What is the matter, please? I refuse to answer. In this Nigeria matter, I started yelling on the gate. Man of God. Who is this? I don't have any appointment with anybody by 1:30. Yeah. Then your sister came out. Say, who is this? He said, I'm the one. He said, okay. The way our language is spoken, you respond. What is the matter? He said, why was all those gone? I saw a raw miracle that day that baffles my life. The woman, over 4 hours, nothing happened. And a certain brother from a certain church, an officer in that church, he said something. He said, I've never seen a simple command like this. I was thinking that this man will gather about 10 people so that they will pray for money tonight. I said, oh yeah. Immediately, I said, Satan, this body is not your home. Take your hands off this woman. Get me pure water, please. As they gave me, Lord, let this water solve the problem now. Because you said, you will no longer use water to destroy the world, but for healing and deliverance. Before the woman, he has not even taken the water in, she vomited off. Immediately, he slept off. The following day, both the man and the wife, they came to the house. And said, excuse me. Every power depriving you of receiving God's miracle, they are crushed in the name of Jesus.
Amen! Amen!
I asked the other man the other day, I said, where is that man? The man that came there with crush, is that him?
Okay.
He followed the wife to the farm.
Yeah.
They are going to farm together. Even though they did not greet me, they should be greeting Jesus.
And coming King.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus told the man, the madman of Gadara that was he said, go and tell your friends. Go and share it everywhere. And when he published it, Jesus could no longer pass there. Everywhere. Listen to me. I don't know the urgent need of the other one in your life. Under this unction now, under this anointing right now, receive solution to that challenge.
Amen! In the name of Jesus.
Where do we stop? Did I say Jeremiah 31?
Yes.
Pastor, let me.
Yes.
Please, let me read it, please. Let me go back to that. Please. Hallelujah. Every power mocking your life.
Yes.
They are gone forever from you.
Amen.
They will see the glory of God risen in your life.
Amen.
They will lead to see God lifting you up.
Amen.
For the Lord hath ransomed Jacob and ransomed him from the hands of him that was stronger than he. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion. And shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the air. And their soul shall be as water gathered and they shall not sorrow anymore at all.
Amen.
I say to you, no more sorrow for you.
Amen.
Verse 13 now. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. This restoration that is happening to you right now will be an everlasting one.
Amen.
Isaiah 35, verse 10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return. Hiya, you are returning.
I'm returning.
I say you are returning with joy.
Amen.
You are returning with joy.
Amen.
You are returning with the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. And come to Zion with songs. An everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That is your portion from today. That deposit in you will begin to find expression in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, eternal life contain, if I say it contain the fullness of God, will not be a good statement. It's the fullness of God. I want to share something before I round up now. I was in a certain place in a certain time. The building was 7 stories. The first 2 floors is full of mosquitoes. For the 6th and 7th floor, I went there. No mosquito there. And I asked the question, why is it there is no mosquito here? They say this level, mosquito cannot get there. There is a level where God takes you to. That nonsense will not touch you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Hmm? Yes. Do you know that is what God designed your life for?
Yes.
Let me read it for you. That design that God has for your life from the beginning, you are entering into it today.
Amen. Amen.
I said that higher plane, you are entering it today.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jeremiah 17 verse 12, very powerful scripture today. Oh my God. Every iota of sickness and disease in the life of anyone present here, in the life of anyone watching this program, in the life of anyone that will listen to the audio message any day, anytime, that sickness disappear forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus paid the price.
Yes.
With his strength, you are healed.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. A glorious throne. A glorious high throne. High throne. From the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. It means that is where God designed your life for. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. You know, Jesus gave us some things that, I don't know. Is God blessing someone now? He said when he was giving all the child, he said, you must see it. And that's what you are saying now. Do you get the point? Just keep saying it. Where is your place? A glorious high throne. Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for placing my life in a glorious high throne. That is your play from the beginning. Anything lower than that is nonsense. That is not yours. And I believe and I pray, tonight you will begin to experience that experience.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Spiritual thing is as real as physical thing. Do you have another translation? I hear God saying, that battle is over.
Amen.
That thing you struggle for, I'm hearing this voice continuously that matter is a settled matter.
Amen.
If you want to buy spare part of any vehicle, do you go to tomato market?
No.
Go to where they sell it, Abby. Jesus is the answer. And already he gave you his fullness and said, stay here. Search it out. That solution you are looking for from outside. Some of you engage in some fasting as I keep hearing. That fasting, go and break it. The solution is within you. I just keep hearing. That fasting, go and break it. Don't kill yourself because. Go and eat. Tonight. And rejoice. It's a settled case.
Yes.
I don't know who that person, but I keep hearing. Stop that fasting. Go and eat. But we worship at your throne, eternal, high and glorious.
Oh my God.
From LA on your sanctuary was set high, a throne of glory exalted. If God will just, that's why I pray that prayer, that the Almighty God will increase your own understanding and your own knowing of Him.
Amen.
That's the best prayer I've ever learned. When that one happened to you, you see a glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary or the temple. Now listen to me. Fellowship. Take you high. You know, every day we recite that passage, and I think it is necessary for us to understand the meaning. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God. And, do you see it like that? I was surprised when this brother by the Holy Ghost ended the whole letter to the church of Corinth with that. And we can do nothing against that truth, but for that truth. What the Holy Ghost desires of you is fellowship. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Now it means what love consists. Grace deliver, faith receive. Have you? Do you hear what I say? The love of God conceive everything. Deliver it by grace, we receive by faith. Now, in your fellowship with God or with the Holy Ghost, you are putting faith to action. You are acting on faith for you to be able to know the love of God, which is endless concerning your life. And what grace has actually delivered unto you, it takes fellowship to grab that. Now, may I ask you a question? Before you can take someone to your bedroom, you see the first time of coming to your house, it will take you up to how many meetings? Several meetings. Observation. You keep observing. I don't know whether this person is this or that. Until you get convinced that this person has a like-minded with you, what happened to you from that? You are now confident to share that through some editing. Now, if that person finally says, okay, now, for you to be sure that I am with you, let's cut a covenant. And it was done. What happened to you? You are more confident. Now, Jesus, for us to be more confident to fellowship with him, has a court, a covenant. We are the weak. He is the strong. He said for his strength to be much more available for us in our weakness, he cut a covenant with us. And that covenant qualifies us to enter into his bedroom. You are not getting it. Are you with me? Now, that covenant qualifies us to enter where? See, I call you. He said, you are my friends. If you do that which I command you. I no longer call you servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend, because all things that my Father hath made known to me, I have made known to you. What is scripture? It means nothing is hidden. Can I hide from Abraham the thing that I want? Can I hide? Abraham was not asking, show me your secret. But God said, can I hide? What did he see there? He has saw somebody that he can rely on. Can I hide? When I begin to study this scripture, it baffles me. It means there are things you cannot show your servant. Abi? There are things you won't show him. Because he's a servant. But when he becomes a friend, what happened? Do you notice up till now, that some of my friends, when we talk on Sunday, how are you? We are, there is no any, we still talk normal. Do you understand the point? If we just, if you will be talking, what happened? Friends. Friendship is the best. And the strength of that friendship is fellowship. Fellowship strengthens your what? Relationship and your friendship. In my little life, I find friends 100 times better than family member. To me. I have fun. That was God. I have one challenge in life. My friend took it upon himself, running everywhere. See, this thing must be solved. And that thing was, what kind of friend is it? Who will say, when I saw him? In fact, our friendship got to the point, he told his family, he said, this person is not only his friend, he's his brother and everything. Anytime he comes to this house, this is the room where he will sleep. And the wife made a statement. He said, the only visitor he can never be tired of entertaining in this house is that man. What is that? Friendship. I pray that the Almighty God will say, he cannot do anything without sharing with you. Say, can I hide from Abraham the thing that I will do? What brought this man to that point? His hunger and his thirst every day is God. A time must come in your life you will like to hear God's voice more than the voice of men. That's the point I'm making. At that point, there is no level. Stand to your feet. It's a serious issue. And I thank you. Are you blessed tonight? Eternal life was the manifestation of Jesus. And the reason for giving us eternal life so that we can see him and know that we are one. This is the point I tried to establish. Is that okay? Thank you. Can we lift on our voice and give thanks to him? Just thank him for this great deliverance. God never hates any of his children. His aim and desire is that his children will know his heart concerning them. Because his thought towards you as a child is your peace. And not of evil to give you a future and a hope. The only way, the only means by which you can enjoy this fellowship is repentance. You have to confess him as your Lord and as your Savior. Don't forget this. Anywhere you are watching, anywhere you are listening, I want you, if you really need that light, I want you to confess this prayer. Say, dear Lord, I thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for my sins. Thank you for being raised from the dead for my justification. Thank you for coming to exchange my life for your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as I made this prayer of confession of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive eternal life, the fullness of God. I will never perish. He will raise me up on the last day. In the name of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. I am a child of God, and He will take over me forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all my trouble becomes His trouble, and all His blessing becomes mine. Thank you, Lord. I give all the praise. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you have heard tonight, may this word that has gone forth become your life and your spirit. And grace to take action, immediate action, to enjoy God's fullness of joy in divine fellowship. Receive it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be. Whatever hindering, altering your fellowship with the Almighty God, that power is collapsed forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let the beloved of the Lord say,
we trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.